Scott Gardner is the associate editor of Outdoor Canada magazine. He's been on the program several times, but he is also a kayaking fisherman nut.
Yes.
And I knew this before, but it was verified recently when Scott sent us some photos from a trip he just finished in Panama. So we thought we got to get him on the show to talk to us about this. Central America is, you know, one of those fascinating places as an angler that most of us have got on our bucket list. He's been there a couple of times, but he does it out of a kayak. Good morning, Scott. How are you? Hello, Scott. Uh-oh. We got him there. We'll have him here in a minute. He sent pictures. Oh, there he is. Okay, Scott, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
You have all good. You have all your limbs, all your fingers, all your toes, everything intact?
Yeah, I'm fine, and I've still got a bit of a tan, though it's starting to fade, unfortunately.
See, the reason I asked that question, because I'll be honest with you, you know, I'm enamored with the whole kayaking thing. Believe me. I love the notion of being although, you know, now people who know me well know that I love power and I love speed and I love, you know, a Merc V8 strapped to my butt. And it's kind of a nice view. But I do like the notion of being able every once in a while to get away from that and just go and let her loose on a small back lake on a kayak. However, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think I would ever do it in a body of water where there's critters in there that could eat me. And I know where you caught those fish that you just set. There are fish that would look at you as dessert. So I don't know about that, man.
Well, we don't target the sharks on the wild coast there on the Pacific coast of Panama. But
no.
And sometimes there are sharks and sometimes there aren't. But this time, actually, a couple of guys did catch a couple of hammerheads. And someone had a small bull shark, too. But it's not the prime quarry, of course. God.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's not the fact that you're going after them. The fact that they live there and the fact that you're in a kayak, the fact that you are right there down at eye level with those things, that would scare me. I'll be honest with you.
Well, and some people, too, are a little concerned about the idea that we're out in the open ocean in these kayaks. But we have a safety boat with us all the time, a 26-foot open boat, a Panga fiberglass boat, which we also use to transport the kayaks up and down the coast to our fishing spots. And this was my second trip there, and this time there were six of us, and two of the guys had never been in a kayak before. And my first trip, two of the four people had never kayaked before. And these modern pedal kayaks are so intuitive and easy to use that 20 minutes or half an hour, everyone was using them like champs.
Wow. Yeah, they're a blast. I've had an opportunity to do quite a bit of kayaking, and I got to tell you, they're a blast. The only thing that I will say though, that very first big fish that you get in a kayak, I think that first, I would say 30 seconds when you realize that fish can pull you around. I think that's the most exciting part because that's a sensation that most of us never experience. Whether you're in a boat or standing on shore, when you make contact with a big fish, you know, you got terra firma there under your feet. It's just the drag and the line working in the rod. But in a kayak, that thing can pull you around. That's got to be amazing.
It is. Now, here at home in my kayak, I have had a couple of reasonable sized fish that towed me. I had a nice northern that towed me a little, but it was nothing like on my most recent trip to Panama. The biggest fish I caught was a 50-pound rooster fish. And I know you've seen the pictures. They are, to be honest, pretty spectacular, this giant fish with a head and tail hanging over the side of the kayak. And rooster fish are quite common in that part of the world. Half the people on our trip had trophy rooster fish. And I don't know if you've caught them, but they are colossally strong, not just for being 50 pounds, but they're strong amongst that. And it towed me at least 100 yards and fast enough that I had to use the rudder to make sure it was pulling me away from shore. So I've got one hand on the rod, bent double, and I'm moving the rudder to make sure it's pulling me out to open ocean.
Amazing experience. So Scott, can you sit with us for a couple of more minutes? I got to take a quick break. I've got a couple of questions I need to ask you about learning it. So sit tight. Scott Gardner, Associate Editor with Outdoor Canada Magazine, kayaker, a fisherman extraordinaire, more journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Jimmy Houston here from Jimmy Houston Outdoors. You know, when I'm not fishing, I'm listening to the Outdoor Journal radio show with Angelo Viola. Hey, let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590 The Fan on this beautiful weekend, a great weekend to get ready for things to come. If you're not into winter activities outdoors, well, get ready for the non-winter activities. How's that? This guy sure did. He went down south. He went to Panama to get his fishing fix. His name is Scott Gardner. He is the associate editor of Outdoor Canada magazine and an accomplished kayak angler. And he sent me some photos. Here, let me just give you some of the stats under those photos. There was a picture there of Scott holding a 50-pound rooster fish. Another picture of him holding a 30-pound Kibera snapper and several other fish. And he's using 18-inch live bait to catch them. Well, if you've never had 18-inch live bait at the end of your line, then let me tell you this. It's like catching a fish anyway. And he's doing it all out of a kayak. Incredible. Scott, tell me about those fish, my friend. Tell me about those fish.
If anyone wants to see the pictures, by the way, they can go to outdoorcanada.ca, and my story is still on the front page, or you can just put Panama in the search box. The trophy fish we catch there in the lodge is called Panama Kayak Adventure, and the trophy fish are mostly caught trolling live baits from 12 to 16 inches, usually a bonito, which is a cousin of the tuna. So we rig it. It's actually bridled to a 12-aught circle hook, and they have a special rod for the live bait, a very, very stout rod with a level lined reel. And you just let out about 75 feet of line and start pedaling. And, you know, if you're lucky. This was my second trip, and the experience made a big difference because there is a bit of a learning curve if you've never fished that way before. Now, by the way, we caught a lot of other fish, the tuna and jacks. We caught on poppers and rapalas and so on. But so you're towing this big live bait, and you can kind of feel it moving and twitching because it's still alive as you're slow trolling it. And then if you're really paying attention, you feel the bait start to get scared. I was towing it, and I had the experience, and it started getting really agitated, and I said, uh-oh, something's coming. And that's when it was engulfed by the rooster fish. And so you spin your kayak to face it. The reel is in free spool. You got to count 10 or 15 till it gets the bait and the circle hook settle in its mouth. Then you pop the reel into gear, and you're going for a ride, hopefully.
Oh, it's crazy. Absolutely insane. It looks like a blast, and how exciting is it? So folks can read the whole story Outdoor Canada now as we speak?
Yeah, it's on the website now. And actually, there's a story of my previous visit, which is in the print issue, the winter issue, that's still on store shelves.
Perfect. We always appreciate you joining us, Scott, but especially after one of those trips, man. Absolutely, absolutely a must for anybody who's into kayak fishing. And by the way, a lot of people are now talking kayaks. I had a good friend of mine. I was saying earlier on in the program, a good friend of mine, Critter, who is a, you know, bass boat aficionado, big 20-foot, all the toys and the glitz and the glamour and the speed. He just sold it. He sold everything. Gone. And he bought himself a kayak. And he has got the kayak in his shop, in his garage, and he is building it into the ultimate fishing machine. So there's a lot of conversion going on right now.
Most of all the serious kayak anglers I know, I bet 80% of them gave up powerboats to use kayaks instead, you know, less easier storage, no gas, all that good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's great. Great experience. I highly recommend you go check the story out. Scott Gardner, thank you very much for joining us, my friend.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Gardner, accomplished kayak angler and, of course, associate editor with Outdoor Canada magazine and outdoorsman extraordinaire.